Okay, this one is for Parashat Naso. There's actually a Parsha this week. I know with Shavuos tomorrow it's been a bit overshadowed. But in Parashat Naso, there has the story of the Sota. The Sota is the woman who's accused by her husband of being unfaithful. He warned her to stay away from somebody, and she ended up secluded with him. And she maintains her innocence. Yes, I was secluded with him, but I didn't do anything. So the Torah has a whole process of bringing the woman to the Mikdash and taking her there, and she drinks something and some kind of concoction, and if she's guilty, something happens to her, and if she's innocent, so nothing happens to her, and the husband knows that she's innocent, therefore. So the Emes Yaakov comments on this whole story, and he says that human nature is that this person suspects his wife. He is not going to no longer suspect her. He is not going to be able to trust her and be sure that she's pure unless Hashem himself comes and says, this woman is pure. Like, we have some rules in Halacha. We have rules about Eidim. For example, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar. Two people to come and testify, so we establish it as fact. So he says, don't understand it that way. We have a rule that the court acts according to the testimony of two men. As in, when the two witnesses come to court and testify, so we're going to act as though it's true. After we check them and make sure they're, you know, to the best of our ability telling the truth, we are acting. It's not as much an establishment of facts. It's more like this is the hanhaga, as opposed to a biror, which says this is what happened. This is hanhaga. We act as though that's what happened. That's how it works. But you can't tell me, two Eidim come and tell me, oh, she didn't do anything. Who are you? Why would I trust these two Eidim? The court has a rule. They have to act based on the say-so of two Eidim. I don't have a rule that I have to believe the two Eidim. You can't force on my human nature me to have to believe these two Eidim. So too, if a Navi were to come and say, hey, this woman is innocent, so I have a rule to listen to Divrei HaNavi, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be able to get out any chashash in my heart that I have that this woman sinned, that this woman did something wrong. The only way that's going to allow me to continue my relationship with her is if kiviyachol Hashem b'chvodo v'atzmo mavtiach lo shomenam hi Torah. Hashem himself comes. So what the Torah has, this process, the Sota process, is its best way for that to happen. And that is that we take Shem Hashem, written on a piece of paper, on a cloth, and it's put into the water, and the woman drinks it. And this is Keilu Hashem's way of being made to this person that the woman was innocent. He said, therefore, don't understand Parshat Sota as a punishment for the woman. She shouldn't have been alone with that guy. He totally warned her already. So therefore, she's going to drink this. And if she did sin, it's going to cause her to die. Don't think of it as a punishment. Think of it, rather than as a punishment, as a adaraba. Lavtiach she zakait yeh zakait gam b'nei ba'ala b'lishon pikpul klal. It's rather the Torah made a means for somebody who is not guilty to also be not guilty in the eyes of her husband. Meaning, she could be not guilty, she could really definitely have done nothing, but it's not going to remove the doubt from her husband's heart. He's still going to doubt her. This is the way that she could be not guilty in her husband's heart as well. And he says explains a Ma'amar Chazal we have about Sota. They're referring to Sota. The Ma'amar Chazal says, Gemara Chulin, Kuf Mem Aleph, Gadol Shalom Shebein Ish LeIshto, Shalom Bayit, between a husband and his wife is so important. Sharei Amra Torah Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenif Nichtab B'Kedusha Yimachel HaMayim. We have so many rules about Shem Hashem. We bury it. We don't throw them away. And, you know, we have all these... I get shilas constantly. I have this parsha sheet. I have this piece of paper. I have this notes from Shir. This I found. I accidentally wrote this, that. All those shilas. We're so careful with Shem Hashem. And here, we're taking Shem Hashem. And we're purposefully causing it to be erased. Why? Because as important as Shem Hashem is, and that's what we are trying to do in our whole life, is being Mekadesh Shem Hashem, spread Shem Hashem, give Kedusha to Shem Hashem, and as His nation, Am Yisrael. All that is true, and yet, Shem Hashem, we are willing, Hashem is willing to have His own name be erased, be wiped out for one greater cause. And that is for Shalom Bayit. So that Mamar Chazal explains why is Gadol Shalom Shalom Nishto? Because this is the only way that you're going to get Shalom. Why? Because I can tell you, the court can say and can declare and sign, and all Shivim V'Echad, you know, all the judges of the Sanhedrin, the Melech, everybody can sign this woman is not guilty. A court of her peers, the best attorneys, can tell you not guilty. This husband accused his wife. He suspected her. He warned her, don't be alone with that guy. And he and she was alone with that guy. There's no way to remove that suspicion. The Torah came up with the only way. The only way is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol Ba'atzmo coming to testify and saying, this woman is not guilty. And the Torah's way was the Sota process. Shem Hashem, which has the utmost Kedusha, is going to be erased just to allow this woman who is not guilty to also be not guilty in her husband's heart. And I think there's an incredible lesson here, again, about the importance of Shalom Bayit, but also about the Torah relating to human nature so well. Right? The Torah is going out of its way, violating one of its precepts that it otherwise sets forth about not erasing Shem Hashem. It's going out of its way in order to tell you, yes, your wife didn't listen to you, and we understand human nature is, therefore you are going to doubt your wife and suspect your wife. It might be this animosity. But because of that, we are going to have to do something to help the situation. We want the Shalom Bayit. So the Torah is accepting of this human nature, saying, you are right to suspect her, and therefore, because you are right to suspect her, we're going to do something that will help you no longer suspect her. So the Torah goes, because of the importance of Shalom Bayit, and because it would seem to be so natural for this man to suspect his wife of doing something wrong, again, he warned her, and then she ended up alone with that guy. Nonetheless, the Torah is saying, yes, that's the human nature, so therefore we're going to go out of our way to make sure that even accepting of your human nature, we can restore the shalom between this man and this woman. So that's an important lesson. Okay, Gadol HaShalom Shebein Ish LeIshto Sharei Amrei Torah Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenichtav B'Kedusha Yimach HaOlamayim Shkoach.